Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm right here with my SOG, waiting on my co-host right now. And we just gonna get into it. So we gonna pray in. Stop walking on. Our Father, you are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That's the city on fire.
Another week, I learned a lot of things.
said a lot of things, or Chauncey said a lot of things. It's Cass' birthday tomorrow, so tomorrow's Cass' day. I'm going to be rocking on Cass, I can. Yeah, that's just it. You know, we've been having a good week, so we're going to jump right into it. Okay, what's up, man?
What's up? I got what do they call that? A bowl?
A coral?
Yeah,
it's a coral. Yeah, I had a coral with Donovan this week. Like, that nigga want that song.
Yeah, yeah, we can be a part of this. Yesterday it could be in the vibe or something. So I'll just tell you a little story. Tell you how I got a call with you. You know, going to the beach, bro was with me, I think it was that Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday and Sunday, was going to the beach, you know, knocking some down, you know, made some progress with some beach. Came past this one beach, I said, damn, nigga, see, this is why we need Johnny. I said, because this nigga can teach us how to be theatrical with stuff like this. And so after he said that, nigga, that song, I said, that devil know. I was like, man, that nigga Thomas is playing. I said, man, you niggas have been done with that song. I'm going to perform that song for him. So I'm going to say, you know, to do the spirit and in the pen, we have this music.
Amen. So Yeah, he's on somebody else's table.
So
you need to put my high shoes in. That is rock solid.
Hey, now
they all right, so we're going to get right into the subject.
Oh, but yeah, that's
the man, I just had to. Every time I show this, bro, it's backwards, bro. But what it says is,
what's
the job God gave you. So we're going to talk about the job God gave us. Not the job, but the job.
So I was reading for the Kanye. I finally heard what you said. It just goes over my head. to make you feel safe. And so I say that to say, you know, The God, the answer to the question, the job God gave me, you know, I don't know the job. I'm tired of looking for the job. You know what I mean? Because it's like, when I go out there to go look for the job, I wind up doing things of the flesh, doing things of man, you know, doing things that I don't get because of, and I wind up having the back take, you know, looking like a fool, like our big son says, you know, God laughs at every time that you make plans. So the job God gave me, you know, I'm going to just sit and ask God to just give me the steps to walk me into the job. Because right now, yes, I'm working. You know, I got a job at Target. Do I like it? No. You know, do I see myself working there forever? No. And one thing I learned from the Spirit showed me, you know, everything God gives you lasts forever. So, you know, so I say that to say, you know, to find that job, I use my own strength, my own muscle, you know, yes, I pray for it or whatever. And now I'm here, and I'm like, dang, I look like a fool now. I'm like, man, I don't even like this job. I'm here. You know, I did all this. So the job God gave you, I'm here to say, you know, I don't know. I just pray that God gives me the steps and guide me to the job. Because I'm tired of trying to look for things and put myself in a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No cap. So, yeah. Got it? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to ask, so what is the living word?
I got it.
The job God gave you is art, creating. I know it's a gift that he gave me, so I have to utilize it. So I feel like I'm doing the job that God gave me. You got to check it out. Great cast. Drop it tomorrow. You got to need that.
So I'm gonna get into it. I respect everything y'all did.
So the job God gave me, one, like Johnny said, is obedience. And that's obedience. Follow the steps that he ordered for you. Another job God gave me is acceptance. You got to accept the things that happen in your life that God put there for you to learn from. You got to accept the consequences of your actions. With the problem in your way, you got to accept that problem and handle it the best way you can. You're supposed to put it in God's hands and let Him handle it, but you're still supposed to do your part. So, accept it, and then I would say the job God personally gave me is to be a man, you know, because there's not a lot of men out there. You can say you're a man, you can act like a man, you can do everything a man does, and still not be a man. And I want to explain what a man is, but we don't have enough time for that. So I'm just going to say, a real man is obedient. A real man has acceptance. A real man can accept responsibility for what he does. And a real man follows God, you know. And that's all I can really say. So, obedient, accepted, and being a man. That's what I think my job is. And... You still got 15 minutes. So I guess we can get a little cycling. You want to get a cycling? I mean,
remember last week, we did the same thing. I'm trying to go.
You mean the week before last
week? Yeah, you didn't have.
You guys just got the hotel last
week. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we didn't. No. What are we going to do? No, we didn't. Oh, yeah, you are. My bad, my bad.
You know what I found out this year? All about Peter Light-Skin on TV.
Who?
Peter Light-Skin on TV.
Who?
Hey, real quick, shout out to Barbara.
Shout out to Barbara, man.
Shout out to Barbara. Shout out to Oscar, a.k.a. Oscar the Grouch, a.k.a. Oscar the Pimp. My boy, always putting me on point. I've been out here for 3 years. I didn't have several barbers in those 3 years. Even one time I had to reset my hair and get a bald taper. That was horrible. The boy was looking like I can't even tell you because we in church. But shout out to Oscar, my boy. Tell me he always taking care of your boy. Only for 25
bucks.
Oscar
Leslie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't disrespect.
I will say this though. I wasn't trusting no Mexicans when I moved out here. The only person I was able to cut my hair, this nigga was my boy. And this is my cousin baby daddy.
So you can't go
out
here.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I don't know what I do. I've been on Molly, dancing and dancing and drinking, but I want you. Nigga, it's more safe than safe. Wait for me to slip.
He don't know what I can do. He don't know what I can do. We 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 don't know what I can do. Whoa. Let's tell me, boy, you know what they impressed. It's a problem, homie. Why you gotta get up on your best friend?
Ran out of time.
Oh, yeah, we ran out of time.
Thank you. I'm gonna Don't use the yellow